Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this Saturday broadcast of the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you some beautiful music today from one of our musical albums, and we are continuing with our verse-by-verse study of the small book of Jude. Now, today we're looking at verses 24 and 25. We'll get to that in a moment, but I do want to remind you that this is the last week for our gift offer A. If you haven't already ordered, I urge you to stay tuned after the message. It contains five great books filled with sermons by Dr. Green that we all need to hear. But before that, as I said, we're featuring music from our albums today, music from favorites of the 50s, recorded actually back in the 50s. We're first going to hear a medley of music, and then The Peace That Jesus Gives to Me. Enjoy the music, and then Dr. Green.
How I praise Thee, precious Savior, that Thy love laid hold of me. Thou hast saved and cleansed and filled me, that I might Thy channel be. Channels only, blessed Master, but with all Thy wondrous power flowing through us, Thou canst use us every day and every hour. Jesus, fill now with Thy Spirit hearts that full surrender know that the streams of living water from our inner man may flow. Channels only, blessed Master, but with all Thy wondrous power flowing through us, Thou canst use us every day and every hour.
Adorning is the peace that my Savior has Here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Lead us, our Father, direct us, O God, and use this broadcast today to reach that soul that's nearest hell, that soul that has resisted the Holy Spirit so long, that soul, our Father, that has said hard things against the Bible and against Christians, but now they are under conviction. Save them, our Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yesterday, thousands of you claimed some poor, miserable, wretched soul, and I believe we'll get a testimony in a few days. I believe we will. And when we do, I'll share it with you. I'll read it to you. I believe we'll get one. Now, the last two verses in this little book, 25 verses, I read verse 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And so we have the benediction of the little book of Jude. All right, now there is a lot in these two verses. I do not know whether we will finish or not. As I said yesterday, I have no outline as to the day or the broadcast we'll complete the study. If we complete it, then we will. But if we don't, we'll study again on the next broadcast. Now, unto him that is able. Now, I like that. I like that. Able. Paul. Now, of course, this is Jude. Paul writing to young Timothy, his son in the ministry. Paul said, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Then he said, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Now, I am not a fatalist. I am not a hyper-Calvinist. I do not believe in fanatical predestination, ultra. Now, what do I mean by that? I do not believe that some are predestined to go to heaven and they can't go to hell even if they want to. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I'll tell you something else I don't believe. I don't believe any man or woman desires or wants to go to hell and spend eternity in the lake of fire. I don't believe they do. They will go, some we know, and many we know will go, but it's not because they want to, it's because they neglect salvation, they put off salvation, and they resist the Holy Spirit. But I'm saying I do not believe that some are predestined. Now, someone sent me a book a few days ago, and this person said that all who will be saved will be saved. And when they are saved, regardless of what they do, they'll still be saved. Now, I have two groups in the Gospel Hour congregation right now. I have two groups. Some of you say, well, I know that Brother Green does not believe that damnable doctrine. I'm not going to name it. You know what it is. Say, why don't you name it, preacher? I don't use denominational terms. I use Bible terms. I refuse to use denominational terms. I'm preaching to people. Not a denomination. I'm preaching to people. I'm preaching to Jews, Gentiles, Catholics, Protestants. I'm not going to compromise the Word of God. I want your friendship. I want you to tune in. I want you to stay tuned now. I don't want you to cut the radio off. I want you to listen. But I'm not going to compromise the gospel to keep you listening. And I'm not going to use denominational terms, Baptist terms, Pentecostal terms, or any other term. I'm not going to use them to keep you. I'm going to use Bible terms. Now, when I made that statement, some of you say, I know Brother Green don't believe that damnable doctrine. And then others will say, Brother Green believes that damnable doctrine. Let me tell you something. I don't believe any damnable doctrine. I believe Bible doctrine. All of it. Every bit of it. Now, listen what I'm saying. I do not believe that some are predestined to go to heaven. They are chosen to spend eternity with Jesus. and they will be saved in spite of themselves. And it doesn't matter what they do after they're saved, they'll still go to be with Jesus because they are elected, because they're chosen, because they're predestined. I don't believe that. I believe in Bible election. I believe in Bible predestination. I believe that God knows the end and the beginning, and everything between the beginning and the end. But he knows that because he is God. And God is sovereign. He is omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, knows all, omnipresent, everywhere. That's the God I believe in. But God created man a free moral agent. That is, God created man with a mind and a will. And he is free to receive salvation or reject salvation, to trust God or to ignore God. Man is free to choose where he will spend eternity. When I say, what about the heathen? You let God handle that. That's too big for you and that's too big for me. But you can rest assured that God Almighty will do what's right by the heathen. And some heathen will be better off. Some in the jungles of darkest Africa or South America or wherever there are jungles, wherever men live who've never seen a Bible, never heard a church bell, never heard the name Jesus, some of them will be better off than some who live in the cities and the countryside of the wonderful, great United States of America. Sure, this is a wonderful nation. I know that we're miserably sinful, but we're still the greatest nation on the face of the earth. And I believe there is more genuine Christianity in America than all the rest of the world combined. I believe that. Now, what am I trying to get across today? Paul said, I know whom, W-H-O-M. Jude said, now unto him, whom? Jesus, God, the Godhead, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, God the Savior, Jesus the Savior, the Spirit, the Savior. Now wait a minute now. The Spirit, the Savior. Does he save us, preacher? No, not in the act of redemption. But the Spirit leads us and guides us in the paths of right living. And if we step aside, if we stumble, if we stagger, I'm not talking about getting drunk. I'm talking about if you make a mistake, if you do something and then you realize that you've done something wrong, if you are with friends and they are decent friends, not a gang of drunks and gamblers, no, but you are with a group and maybe they go someplace, maybe they do something and you participate, and then when you get home and you are preparing for bed, or maybe it's on a Sunday and you get home and you are suddenly moved in your heart and conviction strikes you like a bolt of lightning out of the blue, and your heart is moved and you realize you've done wrong. And you are moved to your knees and you pray and you say, oh God, forgive me. Now, the Spirit saves you from the pitfalls because he leads you. And if you do stumble, he, the Spirit, convicts that you ought to get up and start walking again. A believer may stumble, but there's no excuse for staying down. A believer may make mistakes, but there's no excuse for continuing to make the same mistake, because the Spirit of God leads us and guides us into paths of right living. And he is the one who seals us and fills us and gives to us joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. So I said, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We talked about that day before yesterday on the broadcast. Unto him, Paul said, whom? That speaks of a person, not a religion. Now, I love you, beloved. I love you. I don't know a lot of you. I've never seen a lot of you. If you're born again, we'll meet one day. And if you're not born again, we'll never meet. some of us. I'll never see you if you're not born again. Because I'm going to heaven, and if you're not born, and I'm going to heaven because Christ Jesus died on Calvary, shed his blood. That's the only reason I'm going to heaven. He bought my salvation with his blood. He paid for my redemption with his blood, and I received him, and he saved me, and that's the reason I'm going to heaven. And if you're going, I'll meet you, but if you're not going, we'll never meet. Now, I've never seen a lot of you, and I don't know a lot of you, but I love you. And I want you to be the kind of a Christian that you ought to be, and I want you to have a reward, and I want you to be happy. And that's the reason I preach like I do, and that's the reason I say some of the things I say, and I beg you to hear them as from the minister of God, not as one man to another, but as God's minister to those who are his children. And if you're lost, of course, the message of salvation to the sinner. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Well, now you say, Brother Green, he's able to do it, but will he do it? Paul said, I am persuaded that he is able. Now, the same Paul said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? We are led as sheep to the slaughter. Then he goes on and he cries out, we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Then Paul said, I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present. Now when Paul lived, they didn't have a lot of things then that we have now. But Paul said, I am persuaded that things present in my day, things to come in Oliver Green's day. Things present, things to come. Height, depth, nor any other creature. Now you name it. Any other creature. Name it. Any other creature, anything, is able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, I've given to you Romans 8, 31 through the rest of the chapter. I didn't quote all the verses, but most of them. So Paul was persuaded in his heart, and he pinned it down as the Holy Spirit gave it to him. He pinned it down for you and for me to encourage us and to strengthen us in the inner man and to make us to know the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, I want your undivided attention, and I said, don't you accuse me of being a fatalist. And don't you accuse me of being a hyper-Calvinist. I'm not. I'm not. And I may say more about this later. But I do believe that a born-again, blood-washed, redeemed by the blood, child of God, possesses divine nature, 2 Peter 1:4. I believe that a born-again, redeemed, blood-washed child of God possesses divine nature, and the divine nature within is greater than the evil one without. 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And I believe what Paul said, we're more than conquerors. Well, you say, Brother Green, I know God is able to keep you, but suppose you don't want to be kept. Now, you know, that supposition to me is the most uncalled for statement or the most uncalled for feeling that any born-again Christian could have. For instance, now, I know that I am much better off physically. I have a good bed to sleep in. There are tens of thousands, probably millions, who haven't slept in a bed for maybe weeks, months. Some dear children have never slept in a bed. They sleep on the floor, they sleep on the ground, and tens of thousands of men and even women sleep in doorways, in alleys, in trash cans. That's right, that's right. And in some of the countries like India and other places, some of them, beloved, they don't have as much food in a week as you have at one meal. Now, I know that I'm better off than a lot of people. Now, would I desire to change places with a man that slept in a trash container last night in a doorway? A man that has no shoes, rags, dirty, hasn't shaved because he doesn't have a razor? Would I want to change places? Listen, I live for the devil. I serve the devil. I serve sin. I served ungodliness. I've been a child of God for almost 38 years, not more than 37. I'm living in my 38th year of being a Christian. Would I want to go back to the cesspool, to the swine pen, to the husk, to the filth? Would I want to go back there? Listen, dearly beloved, when God Almighty puts in your bosom divine nature, the divine nature that God puts within you hungers and thirsts after righteousness and the things of God. You see, the God who saves us, the God who redeems us, puts within us a new heart, a new spirit, divine nature, and we desire his protection. We desire his leadership. He leads me in the paths of right living for his name's sake. Psalm 23, for his name's sake. Now unto him that is able, yes, he's able. He's able, he's willing. He's the only one that's able to keep me. Let him that thinketh he stand take heed lest he fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12. But there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to every man. God is faithful, who will not allow, permit, suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Now, if you're living a defeated life, you have no one to blame but yourself. Lay your life on God's altar now, and he'll give you victory, and he'll give you joy that you've never known. If you'll lay everything on the altar and trust him instead of trusting your own ability. He's able, you're not. Father, in the name of Jesus, for Jesus' sake, give victory, the spiritual birthright, full joy to those who do not know full joy in Christ. Save the lost, O God, reclaim the backslidden, and bless every believer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again. Thank you for tuning in today to share your time with us, and I hope you will tune in again each and every time you can as we study the Bible with my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. But I do have a few moments left to share with you about our gift offer A. Now, this is the last week for this offer. So write down the information if you cannot order right away so that you won't forget. I will honor your orders for several weeks in the future. So feel free to order next week or the week after and so on. But what am I talking about? Well, our gift offer A contains 5 great books of sermons by Dr. Green. 24 sermons in all, over 1,000 pages in these 5 books. And it's all available to you in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $10 or more. Pray about it. Ask the Lord to guide you in your giving and give what he directs. And if you can send 15, 20, 25, however much the Lord lays on your heart, I promise you will be blessed for your donation. But if you can send a donation of at least $10 and ask for offer A, I'm going to send you first a book containing only 3 sermons. It's 166 pages long. It is entitled Miracles. Now, they are the greatest miracle since the virgin birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, then water baptism, and finally Christ died. Then we have a book called 3 Men. 4 sermons in this book, 270 pages long. Next is Timely Messages on Salvation and the Christian Life. 187 pages, 5 sermons teaching us a lot about how we should live as Christians. Then we have Seven Voices. Seven Voices Around Calvary is one sermon, 5 sermons in all, 280 pages. Finally, Selected Sermons. 7 sermons in this book, such as Unpopular Preachers, Unspeakable, Unknowable, but Receivable, Jesus and Salvation to the Uttermost, Those Great Testimonies, Bible Gardens, Are You Rich or Are You Poor, and The Cure for All Doubt. Very important sermons we all need to read. So to get all 5 of these books by Dr. Green, just ask for Gift Offer A and send your gift of at least $10. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.